Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 6. Experiencing and enjoying the Divine Trinity in full. Wednesday Related Verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might have life and live through him. Herein is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which has abounded through the greater number may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, in order that you, because of his poverty, might become rich. Related Reading. The Bible shows us that the Divine Trinity is for our enjoyment. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, mentions three things: grace, love, and fellowship. Actually, however, this is one thing in three aspects. The source is the divine love, the course is the divine grace, and the flow is the divine fellowship. Out of God the Father flows the grace through Christ. Then this grace flows in the fellowship of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 shows us three persons in three aspects: God the Father, Christ and the Spirit, and love, grace, and fellowship. God the Father as love is the source, Christ as grace is the course, and the Spirit as fellowship is the flow. At the end of the Bible, we see our triune God flowing forever. His flowing is for the purpose of supplying his redeemed with himself as drink and food, so that we may enjoy him as the bountiful supply. In the beginning of my Christian life, I did not realize this, but today I fully realize that we need to experience, enjoy, and express the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. To enjoy the Divine Trinity in full is to participate in the love of God, the grace of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 shows that the Divine Trinity is not for the doctrinal study of theology, but for our experience and enjoyment. The love of God the Father is the source, and the grace of Christ, God the Son, is the course of the love of God. When love comes out, it becomes grace. Then the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is the transmission, the communication of the grace of Christ with the love of God the Father. Love is God the Father. Grace, as the outflow of love, is Christ the Son. And the fellowship is the transmission of the Holy Spirit to transmit what the Son is as grace and what the Father is as love. The Holy Spirit transmits the divine riches into our being, and this transmission is the fellowship. Today, we have the divine Trinity operating in us in such a wonderful way. The grace of the Lord is the Lord Himself as life to us for our enjoyment. The love of God is God Himself as the source of the grace of the Lord. And the fellowship of the Spirit is the Spirit Himself as the transmission of the grace of the Lord with the love of God for our participation. These are not three separate matters, but three aspects of one thing, just as the Lord, God, and the Holy Spirit are not three gods, but three hypostases of the one same, undivided, and indivisible God. The love of God is the source, since God is the origin. The grace of the Lord is the course of the love of God, since the Lord is the expression of God. And the fellowship of the Spirit is the impartation of the grace of the Lord with the love of God, since the Spirit is the transmission of the Lord with God for our experience and enjoyment of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with their divine virtues. The grace of the Lord is mentioned first because this book is on the grace of Christ. Such a divine attribute of three virtues, love, grace, and fellowship, and such a triune God of the three divine hypostases, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, were needed by the distracted and confused, yet encouraged and restored Corinthian believers.